Francis Langford as John and Blanche Dickinson in The Honeymoon is Over. The Dickersons have retired. Mrs. Dickerson lies tense and awake in the darkness as poor husband John, victim of a rare type of insomnia which keeps the patient in a complete lethargy for 8 hours at a time, offers valid proof of his agonizing affliction.
This has been going on since 9 o'clock. Oh, please, not that again. There must be something that'll put a stop to that hideous snoring. Why do you do it?
Do what, Blanche?
Snore. Snore. John, I'm going out of my mind. For years, you've been telling people you've got insomnia. And you not only sleep like a log, but you sound like you're sawing it.
Very funny.
It isn't funny, it's tragic. There's the clock again. 2 o'clock. I've counted that thing time 45 times since we went to bed, and I still haven't slept.
Well, how do you expect to sleep if you're going to lie there counting chimes? Throw the darn clock out. Keeping me awake, too.
You wouldn't wake up if we had Big Ben in the room.
Big Ben who?
The house could fall down, and you'd never know it.
Oh, that's not true, Blanche. You know I'm a very light sleeper.
Light sleeper? About an hour ago, we had the worst thunderstorm I ever heard, and you never even budged.
Well, why didn't you wake me? You know I can't sleep when it's thundering.
I'm a nervous wreck. I've got crow's feet around my eyes. My forehead's all wrinkled. My chin is sagging.
Yes.
I'm beginning to look like an old hag. It's true, isn't it?
I wouldn't say that.
Why not, John?
I'll be awake for the rest of the night.
You do think it's true, though, don't you?
What's true?
I'm beginning to look like an old hag.
You are not beginning to look like an old hag.
Why do you emphasize beginning?
All right. You're not beginning to look like an old hag.
Sounds even worse.
Well, how do you want me to say it?
Say I look beautiful.
Okay, I look beautiful. Good night.
Oh, I don't know how a man could be so cruel. Is it any wonder I'm getting old before my time?
What time is it?
It's after 2 o'clock, and I haven't slept a wink.
Well, go to sleep.
You can't stand that side of me, can you, John?
I can stand it fine.
Before we were married, you used to say such beautiful, poetic things. You don't anymore.
Oh, well, Blanche, how do you expect me to feel poetic at 2 o'clock in the morning?
You used to feel that way at 3 o'clock before we were married. Say something poetic.
Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall.
Stop it. You're just trying to irritate me now.
Well, what do you want me to say?
You know what I want you to say.
Okay. Blanche, when I look into your eyes, time stands still. Are you satisfied?
No.
But why not?
That might also mean I have a face that would stop a clock.
Well, if it's you, bitch, wear it. I want to get some sleep.
You're not going to make me believe I'm hideous and ugly, John Dickerson.
Huh.
It isn't so long ago I won a beauty contest in my hometown.
Long enough.
I never hear you tell any of your friends about it.
Oh, Blanche, a man can't go around telling his friends that his wife was Miss Clam Harbor Lighthouse in 1931.
You make it sound as though I were the only girl in the contest. What about my sister, Clara?
What about her? Plenty. You won it, didn't you?
I'd like to hear you talk that way about Gloria Guzman.
Oh, now, don't start with Gloria Guzman.
The way you drool every time you look at her, you'd think she was Miss America.
I don't drool when I see anybody. I hate Gloria Guzman.
And why do you keep inviting her here to dinner?
I didn't invite her. You did.
Don't change the subject. And where is the fact that her husband, Leo, is such a nice person, I wouldn't have either of them in the house. And the dinner was awful.
Well, you cooked it, Blanche.
Yes, but the thought of that horrible Gloria Guzman coming to dinner got me all confused and it ruined everything. The minute I turned my back, the roast caught on fire and I had to throw soup on it to put it out.
I should have thrown that pie on it, too.
There was nothing wrong with the pie.
I hate lemon meringue and you know it.
It wasn't lemon meringue, it was apple pie.
Well, what was that yellow stuff on top?
scruff got burned, and I had to put some unguentine on. No, but your girlfriend stuffed herself in four pieces, the glutton.
She is not my girlfriend, and quit talking about her so I can get some sleep.
You wouldn't look at her twice if she didn't wear those brazen dresses.
I would, too. I don't care what she wears.
It's a shame Leo wears such a little mouth. Believe me, if I were Glory Goosby's husband, I'd show her a thing or two.
Mm.
Somebody ought to turn her over and give her a good spanking.
Mm-hmm.
I know what you're thinking, John Dickinson.
I'm not thinking anything. Why don't you let me sleep, Blanche?
I'm not going to stand for it much longer, John.
Ugh.
You keep putting on that innocent attitude, but you don't fool me. I wouldn't feel so bad, except I'm so sick I could die.
What's the matter now?
I'm sick. I get fainting spells all the time, and the doctor doesn't know what it is. I know I'll never recover.
Oh, don't be silly. You'll recover. You've got a healthy constitution.
I have not.
You have, too. You had pneumonia and you got well. You had the flu, you got well. You had the mumps, you got well. You've had 60 diseases and you always got well. Never saw such a healthy woman in all my life.
Well, what about these fading spells?
You'll recover from those, too. But if you ever get locked, Joe, you'll bust. Why don't you faint now so I can sleep?
Of all the unsympathetic, unfeeling wretches, if you ever lost me, it couldn't mean a thing to you.
Oh, wouldn't it, though?
Well, you don't have to sound so eager.
I'm not eager. I'm just sleepy.
It's a good thing we don't have any children. I can just imagine what kind of a life a poor little child would have in this house.
Mm.
To have a father who constantly raves and rants, selfish and thoughtless. A man who can't bear the sight of his own child.
What are you talking about?
Me sick in bed and the poor little infant crying in the crib. Crying his heart out for a little attention.
Blanche.
Why don't you feed the baby, John? John, why do you hate children so much?
Because I can't bear them.
I know, but why do you hate them?
Blanche, all you want to do is keep me awake. Isn't that right?
You would have been asleep long ago if you hadn't kept me awake with your snoring.
Well, can I help it if I snore?
Yes, you can. Dr. Marvin tells me there's something wrong with your nasal passages.
Yeah.
He says you have a deviated septum. Why don't you let him fix it?
Okay, I'll have it fixed next week.
You say it, but you won't do it. Let him fix it now.
What?
Go on, get up and let the doctor pull out your septum.
You think I'm going to let that broken down doctor hammer on my nose at 3 o'clock in the morning?
He doesn't hammer on your nose. He chisels.
You can say that again.
Well, you're going to have to do something, as it is neither of us get any sleep.
Why don't you have him sew up your ears?
He wouldn't argue at all if you'd just be a little nice for a minute.
You've been up to something again, Blanche. What is it?
I haven't been up to anything. I just wanted you to tell me you love me, that's all.
Well, you know I do.
You never say it.
Oh, I say it all the time.
Say it now.
I love you.
How much do you love me?
How much do you need?
$50.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
You promised me, John.
I know, but I can't give you anything extra this month.
That's what you told me last month.
Well, I kept my word, didn't I? Now, what do you want $50 for?
The rent.
Oh, the rent is right here. It's in the cookie jar.
No, it isn't.
This you? I looked there yesterday.
You didn't look today.
Blanche, don't tell me you spent that money on something foolish.
Oh, no. I gave it to a bookbinder.
A bookbinder? What do we need with a bookbinder? Our book is in fine condition.
Not that kind of bookbinder. This man goes to the racetrack. He's a trout.
The racetrack? Blanche, did you bet that money with a bookmaker? Put my life out.
Now, don't get excited, John. He brought back the tickets. Here.
Oh, a $50 winning ticket. How could you take my hard-earned money and gamble it away on a horse? I work my fingers to the bone and you squander every penny I make. You never see me betting horses. I never do a race back in my life. What's the name of the horse?
Valdino Rip.
A bum. A worn-out scope that has another race in the Belmont. Oh, Blanche, why did you do it? Did he win?
No, he ran second.
$50 tossed away.
Why are you tearing up the ticket, John?
Because it's no good. I ought to make you eat the pieces. This is the worst thing you've ever done in your life, Blanche. At least you could have played in the place.
Well, don't throw the pieces away, John. What makes you so sure it's no good?
Well, you played the horse to win, didn't you?
Yes.
And he ran second, didn't he?
Yes.
Well, then the ticket's worthless. Here, watch your $50 go out the window there. I knew you had something on your mind.
I'm sorry, John.
Yeah, what's the difference? Who won the race, do you know?
Yes, I heard it on the radio.
Well, who won it?
Disqualified.
Disqualified?
Yes, the announcer said the winner of the race was disqualified.